Five Rolls, a Fallout tabletop podcast.
Let's go!
This looks like somebody had the plans for Vault Tech and they tried to build an exact copy, but unfortunately it's an Amazon Select product.
It's so when great value.
Right.
This
is the big K-Cola.
Reminds me of the zoo in Gage Park in Topeka where I grew up. It was a whole kind of like big jungle because by then most of the animals were dead in the zoo. It was a rough time. In the pre-war, but this is very comforting to me. It's like almost like home.
I mean, whoa! Did people really hunt those things?
Oh
these
yeah.
What do you call these things?
That's called an elephant.
Oh wow!
Cool. Punchy, you're speaking all of this aloud. Frankie, you're speaking all this aloud too. Could you please roll a charisma plus sneak for difficulty 3 for me? I see zero successes for that roll and zero successes for the next roll. As you all speak, you hear kind of a siren raid go off, and then from the ceiling, a orb appears in the center of the room. Its face is kind of like collapsed in metal, and it kind of peeks out like it's like a little eel coming out of a hole, but not that long. It's more circular orb-like, and it scans the room, and you hear a voice that says, "Humans detected. Welcome to the most dangerous game." And you all are now in combat with the all-seeing eye above.
Cool and good.
Let's see here. We're going to move over to our combat screen briefly so that everyone a nice feel of where everything is. What's everybody's initiative roll here?
My initiative is 8.
Mine is 12. 14.
Oh, wait. Do I roll? You roll? Oh,
no, it's just a nice thing.
Oh, it's just...
Okay. Just get some in the.
What's yours, Abel?
It's 10.
Right. So
it's okay. I easily have the crappiest initiative. I'm okay with that.
Oh, wait. You want a lower? You want a higher number for initiative?
Yes. You want a higher number. Because it's based off of perception plus agility, if I recall correctly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have high perception.
Unfortunately for you all are at the bottom of this area, so you are actually in long range to be able to do any damage to this.
Is that unfortunate? Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is unfortunate, unfortunately.
Is it?
It means they're at long range, too.
Right,
it means I have a long range gun. So.
Right, exactly. But the only problem is that it is... it's a long-range weapon they're about to fire at you.
One moment. Would you consider this the start of the combat encounter?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'd like to say a quick prayer to my guardian angel.
Mechanically or just cosmetically?
Mechanically, I'm saying my guardian angel, Michael.
All right.
No relation.
All right. Cool. So detail me what this is again. And we've kind of come up for the flavor for it, but detail mechanically what this is.
So I'm using the perk Mysterious Stranger. So I spend a luck point so that anytime during the scene, the GM may have Mysterious Stranger appear, make a single ranged attack against an enemy that... I attacked or just attacked me, and then they vanish. But the stranger has an agility of 10, small gun skill of 6, and counts small guns as attack skill. They always roll 3d20 for their attacks, and they're using a custom 44 mag revolver, which inflicts 8 damage die, piercing 1 vicious. They always appear within the weapon's ideal range. Any attempt to find the stranger after their attack fails. And I would like to think that this mysterious stranger is my guardian angel, who is dressed like a biblically accurate angel, with white choir robes, cardboard wings, and a mask that just has a bunch of googly eyes.
Oh my god.
Why is that?
That sounds good.
That's amazing.
So Michael, my mysterious stranger archangel guardian is now on the battlefield.
Yeah, I have made a character sheet for him. You may go in and update while we're doing everyone's turn here. But yes, you do have Mysterious Stranger. That is something that we will incorporate into it. And you also have a assistant down here, this Archie fellow who has a flamer. I don't know how good a flamer is at long range, but I'm going to put him last in the turn order here. Because his initiative is just in talking, not in actually doing stuff. With that being said, I will now attack. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna roll a dice, and we're gonna figure out who. Wait, the first person to talk was Hazel, so Hazel's actually gonna get attacked because they talked first. And this range is low.
Okay.
Like that. And then we're going to see if we hit you. Ding dong, two successes. That's a hit. It's an extra long range weapon. So I'm going to actually take an AP and we're going to do some damage dice here to see. That's two energy damage. But here's the thing, I'm actually going to re-roll. Three of those, because guess what I have? I have a luck point I'm going to use to re-roll the damage on those three blank dice to see what I get. What an absolute monster. And that hits you for four damage to your right leg, Hazel.
Okay. This is where my armor comes in to protect me, correct?
Yes, this is where your DR would hit. So if you have a DR of, let's say, one or two, then like one, that would only be three damage. Two, that would only be two damage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So I've got to check something. I got to check how much protection my coat and my leather, my shadowed leather leg armor protects.
If you have them equipped, it should be...
They are equipped.
It'll be on your main tab.
It'll be on my main? Oh, okay. Let me look. They're equipped, but they're not showing up on the thing. So I'll just look it up really quick. Either way, ouch. Ouch. That hurt. That smarted me.
All right. Next up in our turn order is Frankie. Frankie, what are you up to? What are you doing?
We're going to shoot it in its stupid little face area.
All right, long range shot,
or whatever its center mass happens to be.
It's a giant eye in the sky with a laser.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't like that, so we're just gonna re-roll.
Yikes.
We're just gonna re-roll both of them because I can.
All right, re-roll
Seems
both
fair.
Of those.
Well,
yikes! Oh, that looks like a luck point for me.
I don't think so. I think I'll use a luck point to re-roll it.
Because
I'm tired of you saying, oh, luck point for me, sir.
Bloodthirsty. This season is bloodthirsty, people.
It is.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, re-roll it.
All right. I don't know. Whatever. I thought I hit one of them there, but...
That's fine. I'll tell you what. What is it?
I get the success. I have a long-range rifle.
Yeah, you got a long-range weapon. Yeah, so
I got it anyways. It was more important that you didn't get the luck point. So I spent a luck point to deny you one.
Okay,
and
cool.
I'm happy with
that. In my pool of three, go ahead and roll that damage for me, my man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I took two damage, by the way.
Cool.
Yeah.
Six damage with two of them is piercing.
Yeah, and you hit the right, well, I don't even know, right arm. I forgot that this is an eye, and I'm like, what location of the eye do you hit? Well, the right arm of the eye. Well, that doesn't exist.
Yeah, center mass.
Center mass, yeah, you Let's see. You did a total of what? 6 damage. Yeah, nice. You put a crack in his nice window here. He's a little cracked. You can see the bullet hole through it. Punchy Bahoon, you are up next in the turn order. What are you going to be getting into today?
All right. I am going to... So we're in long range now. I mostly benefit from closer range with my laser shooting. I am going to... Okay, so there's like a jungle scene. Is there any like cover in between us and the floating eye?
Or yeah, there's a ton of cover. Space? There's a bunch of, on this first level, there's a bunch of stand up cardboard or plywood. Excuse me, plywood would be better. Plywood jungle props. So like a giant elephant, a tree, a bush. Like there's a bunch of this, like a stand up tiger. Like imagine. It's a jungle scene.
Okay, I'm going to roll forward and take a shot while moving to cover, trying to close some distance.
Okay, cool. Go ahead and take that shot.
All right.
What's the range on your weapon?
It's a laser rifle, which I think is... I have it here. Where are you, weapon?
On the right-hand side. It'll be in your core. It'll be your laser gun. It has
the
range right there. It's not listed out. It might not have been filled in. I can look and see. Let me look up the range for that real quick for a laser gun. Oops, 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 oops. Laser gun. The range on a laser gun is...
Close, okay. Whoops.
Yeah, so you'll need 3 successes to hit this with your laser gun.
All right, let's see what we can do here.
Almost like I read your
energy weapons.
Gave you things that you were good at.
would it be perception and energy weapons? Or
yes, yeah, so all you'll need to do is you'll need to go over and on your character sheet at the very bottom. All you need to do is collapse these and just press the name of it. You click right on the name of laser gun and it'll roll it for you.
All right. And that gives my input value. Oh, I got an 80. And it doesn't matter that it's a tech skill. Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. It's a tech skill. You needed 3, so that's a failed shot.
That's fine.
Next up.
It was more for distraction anyway.
Next up in our turn order, Abel, what are you able to do?
I'm going to take a move action to get a little bit closer.
All right.
As a major action, I would like to assist. Hear me out here. I would like to kind of draw fire in order to assist Frankie to get a more optimal shot, because I know that Frankie probably needs some time to line up his shot. So I'm going to use my turn to assist. I don't know what skill check I'll use to throw that assist. We can come up with that when it gets to Frankie and figure out what die roll I can make, but that's what I want to do with my turn. I want to close the distance, which effectively makes it more difficult for this thing to hit me because I'm a little bit closer. And I want to do something to try to make Frankie a bit more effective because I have to be up close to do anything. So,
right. Cool. So I would say to close distance to it, you would need to move up to the second floor. On the second floor, there's lower cover, but it would be trained on you on the second floor.
Okay.
Is it something you would be interested in? I'll allow you to do for your major action to help him. You know, we'll figure out something that you can do
when it comes to his turn. Because if I get shot at, that's going to trigger Mysterious Stranger. So, that's what I do.
Okay, cool. Moving on. Hazel, it is now your turn. What would you like to do with your turn?
So, I have Heave Ho, which will allow me to throw... my throwing knives from a long distance as if I am up close and personal. So specifically with Heave Ho, I shouldn't have any kind of disadvantage and I can reach at that range.
Oh yeah, you can.
So that's what I'm going to do. I am going to take one of my throwing knives and I am going to chuck it at this thing. At this distance, I'm going to try and it looks like it has a sensor eye, right? Like there's a definite spot where it's taking in information.
Kind of, yes.
All right. That's it. Whether or not it actually is or not, it looks like it. That's where I'm going to throw it.
Okay.
So I am doing a throw from
Yeah, you've got the pit boy. That's a thing you can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with heave ho, I can throw this distance without a problem. Little bullet time. Let's go. I don't think I have any additional dice, though.
So I'm just we've got three AP in the pool.
But you get it because you get
successes.
So you get an AP because it was all range.
Yep.
Because you've got the heho, so you can get one more AP, and then go ahead and roll damage for your throwing knife.
All right. Very nice. Damage, and then one more. One additional die, I believe, for the damage. One, two. Okay, so ding it looks dong. Like four and some complications for him also.
It's pretty good. Yeah, you just like lodge. Like I'm thinking about the first Zelda boss in Ocarina of Time. Like it's like you slingshotted this this eye on the ceiling in, and it just like a throwing knife is just kind of stuck in it, and it's kind of whirling around waggling its protrusions about. And with that, Fab turns to y'all and says,
"How was a big fucking eye of the sky? What do you guys want me to do? Hell yeah, let's do something. What do you guys want me to do? I'm not that smart. Let's get it.
Well, get
run
in
at
there.
It screaming, just like screaming. Wave your hands and run right at it, Fab.
And when you're close enough, hit it with the flamethrower, and then you can pee on it afterwards."
All right, for a minor action, he's going to move up to the second floor to try to do a attack. I will say on it. We will see if that works. The flamer is a close range weapon. He's going to move into medium range here, so he'll need two successes to pop that flamer off. He does not. He just shoots his flames out into the air like a crazy man that he is. Next up, based on this like giant flamer situation that's in front of him, the eye is a little bit distraught and would normally look at the last thing that attacks him, but is blinded by the eye and is actually going to try to fire its laser at Abel.
Those thermal sensors are popping off.
Yeah, that's a dangerous little area. Great with that. That's a hit.
What type of weapons he got? Is it a long range?
It's a X range laser, so it's even.
It's extreme.
Hit. It's extreme range. Yeah.
So I'm at medium range, so the difficulty goes up by two.
For an extreme to hit somebody with oh, that's right. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, so that wouldn't be. Yeah, you're totally right.
Did he just try to attack me?
Yeah, he did. But guess what? Unfortunately for you, we're gonna burn damage dice here. No, wait. We're going to re-roll this to see what's going to happen. I'm going to spend two luck points. We're going to re-roll both of the options to see what we get. And I'm going to spend one luck. Well, no, I only got one left. Without it hitting, then it's just going to miss you entirely. It's not going to hit you.
If you so desired, this could proc Michael, the Archangel.
What does it?
Proc it up to you. Technically.
The GM may have the mysterious stranger appear on an enemy I attacked or who just attacked me, and then they vanish.
Cool. Yeah. All right. All of a sudden, through one of the kind of lights in the ceiling, a light breaks open and a clothed figure in white robes and giant wings. That there's a little jetpack sticking out of the back of the wing. He comes down and
pulls
out a shish kebab and a magnum pistol and tries to shoot at the eye. Let's see what he does.
So let's see here.
I'm gonna put him in. Yeah, there we go.
So he just gets one shot. Like, he's not an initiative. It's a one and done.
Okay, cool. So we'll roll damage for that. So that is five.
It's two, three, four, five. It'd be six with one piercing.
Yeah, he just puts it square in the eye of the eye. And it clearly kind of hurts the eye and kind of shattering it even more. And okay. He turns and he points his shish kebab at you, Abel, and he says,
"When you tomorrow?"
And he goes back up into the ceiling.
What the hell was that, the Abel? Fuck? What the hell was that, Abel?
He just appears sometimes. I don't know.
What do you mean he just appears
sometimes?
Forget it. We'll talk about it after this.
Yeah. This is an after conversation, not a during conversation.
So, a question, does he generate AP for us?
I'm going to say no, because it's just a one-off. It's just like, yeah. I think that would make sense of just like, he comes in, if he hits a shot, it's all fine. He goes away, since he's not like an official situation.
Got it.
Next up in the turn order is Frankie, though.
Yeah. We're going to aim at its center mass and shoot it.
All right. Sounds good. You do it.
Yeah. I think that's probably what we'll do.
Let's see what you roll, and then if you don't get a success, I will actually bank. I'll bank Abel's. Okay, yeah, you'll need some assistance from Abel on that one.
Oh yeah.
We can roll your assist first if you want.
Yeah. So what type of roll would you like for me to make, given the?
You're trying to help him with his range. Right.
Well, like as a distraction, I moved up. I got aggro. What type of role? Like I'm. Yeah. Should like I, what type of role?
Should I just re-roll my two free ones before?
Yeah. Go ahead and do that, and then also, we'll let Dave determine what.
In these situations, I don't want to start by rolling four, because if I get like a complication on one. And I didn't need that like fourth die. I kind of feel like that's a little BS. Mm. But why don't I just roll the four and we take either the first two and then add the additional ones? That way we're not like, let me roll and then let me roll again.
Sure, yeah, I'm down with that.
Just feels like that would be.
And then we'll just take the first two if they're they're good enough.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll take the first one on there, so we don't generate an AP, but we do get the success.
Yeah, sure.
Is how I'm kind of treating it, right?
Okay. And then what type of... But I could potentially generate you an AP depending on what type of assist role.
I'm trying to think. I think that actually I'm going to have you do a small guns plus luck roll for a difficulty
one. Well, it would just be... All I do is contribute a D20. So all I need to do is do a luck, small guns.
Okay.
And if I succeed, I get a success. So basically what that turns into is an additional AP.
And what is our AP pool maximum currently?
I'll have to recalculate that based on the calculation.
Yeah. So
there's a calculation I came up with.
The book says six. Yeah, I don't know
what that is, what I'm getting at.
Yeah, the book says six. David's calculation is something else that I don't quite recall. I know that we were at 12 at some
for
point
tonight,
during the first
six.
Season.
We're sitting at
five right now.
Then I'll propose that I use two of them. My gun is accurate, so I can use up to two AP after taking aim to add an additional damage die for each AP. So... I propose I use two for that and roll an extra two damage die.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just get this out of the way here. An additional two. And that would be 10 physical damage, 3 piercing.
All right. You fire off your weapon into the air, and Abel, you actually stick your hand out like you're doing something, like some like you're like I'm gonna help him, and you just kind of stick your hand out, and this bullet actually almost like as it moves past your hand moves even faster, and pierces all the way through the eye. The eye itself explodes and shatters everywhere, and from that it falls to the ground. With that, streamers pop in the room. Various different kinds of confetti come out, and from where the eye previously was, a balloon floats down. That is tied. The balloon is tied to a string. The string is tied to a coin, and the balloon says, "Congratulations." And that's what has happened.
Okay.
That was weird. Frankie will take out his switchblade, and on each side of the stock of the hunting rifle, there you can see tally marks for different things that he's destroyed. Mm-hmm. He'll add a tally mark to his robot section with his switchblade.
It's cool. Almost like we had two people really good at resisting radiation damage and two people that are really good at long-range gameplay. and maybe there's a back-to-back encounter there. That's kind of strange. It's almost like we're learning our characters a little bit.
Odd. Also weird. Being able to help each other.
Yeah.
It's also like it's we knew how to build characters a bit better. This time like around, there's a few more synergies even at level 3 with this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At this point, the Fab turns to you all. It's like, oh fuck yeah, we kicked that little buffoon in his fucking mouth. Hell yeah, you shot that little piece of shit and you put it through. And Abel held out his hand. And fucking, there a fucking angel came from the fucking sky and it came in here. It was like it had a big old flame. And so I was like, that's fucking awesome. That's kind of what. You know, Fab is just going on.
Succinctly put, Fab. Succinctly put.
Now, should we talk about the angel? Should we just assume that we... I don't...
You know, I've been asked this before, and I don't have a good answer for it. I still don't have a good answer for it.
Okay.
He just kind of shows up, but it's always been... to my benefit, so I don't question it.
So you're saying it's just magic?
Divine intervention.
Yeah, one of these days, ask me about a blue dog that heals people, but not today. You've told me
about the blue dog, too. I don't believe the blue dog. This stuff isn't...
It's pretty... Okay.
Yes, yeah. Somebody came down and shot the eye. I don't really have an explainer for that yet. We'll probably just find the person. I don't know what you're talking about, Angel, but we'll find that person eventually.
Yeah,
it was just a person. It's just a person.
Mm-hmm. Punchy, you've grabbed the coin, and the coin says, Overseer Token.
Hey, look what we won, guys.
Overseer Token.
Look at me, I'm the Overseer. I got a token.
Is this yet another, knockoff from Vault-Tec?
It doesn't look like a knockoff. It just looks like a token that frankly was made out of some like various metal. Like it doesn't look like it was original to this vault.
Yeah, it's somebody used like a lost wax process and some pot metal to make these things. But let's hold on to them. Maybe this is the way we get to get out of here by proving we're true Americans or whatever the hell that is that he's trying to prove. I don't know.
Well, I'm just going to put this coin in my pocket, which is a little compartment on my torso.
Well, okay.
There's so many slots there. Like, is that a problem? Like, do we want to, are your slots okay?
I don't know. I don't think we should ask him about his slots.
My slots are fine.
Okay.
Don't stare at his slots, man.
I'm not staring. It's just like
we're looking at my slots, Abel. Not everyone can have an angel flying from the sky to protect them. Sometimes you gotta have slots.
There's nothing wrong with your slots, okay? I just didn't know if maybe the coin went in one and, like, just it'd be a problem. Like, I don't know about these things.
You don't. You don't know. But you don't know.
I know I don't. I know I don't.
Okay, guys. Guys,
you know that.
You know what? We're running a little hot. Let's take a couple minutes. Apparently, we survived and we're quasi safe for now. Maybe we should just sit. I one could eat, and I'm gonna take out my iguana on a stick. Like, we should take a break while we have it.
Yeah. Why don't you guys break out your sandwiches or whatever you guys have? I'll just exist here in my fluid.
Well, you.
You have to change. Have you ever changed your fluid out?
Yeah,
awesome. Like occasionally. Yeah, you gotta like. I mean, not since I left the army base, but we used to routinely get our fluids swapped. So you know, I'm a little bit behind.
Oh yeah, I know a lot about fluids. Oh, yeah, I love fluids.
Does Fab need to top you off?
You know what? If it's not cloudy, you're probably fine. Right. Maybe we should just stick with that.
I don't like what. What do you use? Like, what is that? Like, is it blood?
Is there a slot?
No, it can't be blood. It's not red. Is it?
Is there a slot? Just like changing
purified
fluid?
Water?
You know, I think it's like a mix of plasma
and nutritionally supercharged brine. Yeah,
like a protoplasm. Does that make sense? Hazel, is that the right word? A protoplasm?
Sure, that's fine. I do know that if you put alcohol in it, he gets drunk.
Oh,
don't
yeah,
ask me
I
how
it.
I know that. Yeah.
I get it. Blitz.
But he does have built-in filters. He does have like some sort of nutrient injection mechanism that keeps his brain from like losing its ability to think. So unless it starts to drain or unless the fluid starts getting cloudy, he's probably fine.
What if the glass cracks?
That would be a massive problem.
It would take a lot. This is pretty sturdy stuff. This is good old American know-how.
Yeah, you don't get any slot leaks, do you?
You, Abel, you are... There is a line. There is a very thin line. And you are just... You are like... You got one foot. Like one foot, gentlemen. On one side of that line, and you are putting
I don't know,
like the tip of your shoe.
All right, we should probably keep our eyes open for flex tape just in case there's any kind of leak, though.
Oh well, I mean that's a good idea. Like always be prepared. That's what they used to say back home. Be prepared.
Okay, sure.
Until we get the tape, like, can we just shove stuff into the slot or, like, just stop up the slots?
I am this close. I am this close, Abel. To just,
I'm just trying to help. It seems like a liability is all.
You know, like, I understand my limitations. I used to have legs. I don't have legs. I have 10 treads. But
Hazel's going to go over and...
Maybe stairs are a problem. Maybe they are. But maybe also I can do donuts on some piles of dead bodies. You got to find...
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hazel's going to walk over to Frankie and just lean against him and go, yeah. So you used to this yet?
There's no such thing as angels. I don't believe them.
Right. Okay. It doesn't matter.
There used to be no such thing as, you know, like death claws. Things change.
Well, no, there was literally a time when there was no such thing as death claws. They evolved due to radiation and FEV after the bombs fell.
Wait, as far as we know.
You're
telling me the people used to hunt, what did you call them?
Oh, elephant.
Elephants.
Elephant, I know.
Oh, God.
Yeah, funny. Wow, and they'll just stare at this sculpture for a little while.
So I don't know anything about hunting elephants. I do know there was a pre-war weapon called an elephant gun, but I don't know if they called it that because it was used to hunt elephants or because it was really, really big.
Oh.
You know, back before the war, you would just go to a circus and you could like ride on an elephant. They used to put like 10 kids at a time on the back of elephant. You just like ride the elephant around the middle of the circus tent.
And then they'd hunt the elephant in the circus tent while he had kids all over his back. I haven't heard like, anything about that.
It's you know how you might have like okay, you guys like, you know, people had dogs as pets, right? You have a dog. He goes and he fetches.
People still have dogs as pets.
Right. We still have that. But also, there were wolves, which are just like mean dogs. So
We still have wolves and mean dogs now.
I know. And we killed all the elephants. That's what I'm saying.
Y'all be quiet. I'm learning.
Just kill them all. Like,
yeah. Why doesn't he just go bleep, bloop, bleep, Zorb? He just talks a lot. He's just talking.
Oh,
he's
my God.
I thought all the robots went bleep, bloop, bleep, Zorb.
Well, listen, now you know why.
I am a robo brain. I am a robotic body with a human brain.
Your robotic brain. You've got gears that turn around wickety spickety all through your head.
Yeah, No.
No, that's the only place where the gears don't go lickety splickety.
Yeah, I'm just like hooked up and I'm in a sack of fluid. It's Faba, Ab, whatever we're calling you.
I don't really understand.
Yeah,
you don't need to. Good.
It's fine. You're fine, Fab. Good, great job. Great job helping us out there. You did great.
Yeah.
Wait, Fab, did you know about the giant eyeball? Did you know and not tell us?
All these rooms are fucking crazy, man. It's all fucking shit up here. I figured this is the easiest one of them all. You know, you got a big fucking eyeball up here. I had to kill it like 3 different times before I got down here. Every time I come back up here, I gotta kill a fucking eyeball. So it's just a part of it, you know?
Okay, you good to know.
Wait, you killed the eyeball before?
Yeah. I had to kill it, and then I had to fix it, and then I kill it, and then I had to fix it. You know, it's part of the... They give me all kinds of different directions. I got to go down here. I don't know. Robots bleep, bloop, zeep, zorb, but as long as they give me little directions for my mega blocks, I can put it all back together. You know what I mean?
What are the tokens for? Did you get a token when you killed it?
Oh, no. I'm exempt because I'm down here like bringing other bodies, like flaming them all up. And they're going to get me later.
Okay. Fab, great to know. Will you do us a solid and give us a warning of whatever is going to be in the next room we go into before it tries to kill us?
Yeah. You got all these rooms out here. You just like point to one and I'll tell you what's behind there. How's that sound?
Oh, yeah. That sounds perfect.
What's a cafeteria? It's got 9 letters and sounds kind of scary.
You got to eat a bunch of stuff.
The cafeteria eats a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. You got to eat a bunch of, but you got to, you got to eat a bunch of stuff.
You have to eat a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Is it good stuff, or is it stuff that's going to try and poison and kill us?
I don't get into specifics like that. I just know a few little things. I don't even know what all they got like, all cooking up in there. You know what I mean? What all they got rolling there. I just have a few little muscle flavor. Yeah, kind of get into your skin a little bit. Get it, kind of inflame yourself in the eyes a little bit. You know what I mean?
So the stuff you eat in the cafeteria, did it make you like this?
What would they call it? The flaming awesome badass has always been like this for the entire time he's been like this. You know what I mean?
Cool. All right. They aren't giant mushrooms or anything, is it? That they're going to make us eat?
I'm sorry. I got bored by these questions. Do you want me to set anything on fire or give any more hints?
No. Let's, you know what? If we've had a chance to rest, let's go to the cafeteria and have something to eat. You can show us how that works.
That's probably one of the worst rooms to go in, but yeah, go ahead, feel free.
Wait, why? The cafeteria? Why
would it be
the cafeteria is where they serve food.
Oh.
And so I think what he's saying, he's going to make you guys eat a bunch of food, and it's probably not going to be good. It's probably dead bodies, honestly. It's probably just those.
I have a plan, though. I intend to blend whatever food is in there, and since you have all these fancy filters, I'm going to blend the food and then put them into your fluid swap slot and have them go through your filter.
Is that a good idea?
No, it's a terrible idea. That's like the worst idea I've ever heard. That's like the idea that like Fab would come up with. That's a real Fab idea.
That's a Fab idea. And that, I think, you know,
I think you know it's a good idea. I think you know that it's a good idea, but you don't want to have the bodies in your brain juice.
I don't want bodies. That's an astute observation, sir. I do not want the bodies in my brain juice. That's why it's a Fab idea. Why don't you guys just go in the cafeteria and see what happens, and I'll maybe wait out here.
Why is your fluid swap slot not labeled? I feel like that would be one that you'd want to label.
Why would I need it labeled on my own robotic person?
He knows what slots.
Okay, fair enough. I know what my slots do, so that tracks. My bad. Sorry.
Yeah, you call your slots a peepee.
That was weird.
It was a little.
What do you all call it?
Hazel's just gonna shake her head and play.
I don't have one to call anymore. That's how I live. Without a peepee.
He calls it a peepee.
Fluid swap slot.
Yeah, fluid. You know, not all of us are so lucky. Have a peepee.
All right.
Enough of the dick jokes. This room's making me sad.
I put a teenager in this game. He's obviously going to make. And then people are like, oh, yeah.
No, at least you didn't call it.
Open.
At least you didn't call it a. Like a liquid irrigation port, because the last thing you need is for it to be your.
Oh, lips. My soda dispenser.
I knew.
Yeah.
I knew one of those words, Miss Greenglass.
We can work on that if you want, but for now we should probably go because this place is really making me nervous.
All right, so you all go into the cafeteria.
Better or worse? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so all four of you cafeteria.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. You all enter the cafeteria, and as the door is about to close, Fab turns around to you all and says, "Hey, I gotta take a piss for a minute because of all this pee-pee talk. So I'll see you guys later." And the door actually closes.
Where are you going?
And the door locks.
And he's gone.
And a projectron appears and says, "Welcome to my restaurant, main course, friend. If leave here." Please eat one friend.
Oh, the one of those.